Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Over the past few decades, the fate of the world's insects has become a subject of serious concern. The current rate of extinction among insects is around 8 times faster than that of birds, mammals, or reptiles, and the total mass of insects on the planet is falling by around 2.5% per year. At that rate, insects could see near total extinction by the end of the century, which would be catastrophic, not just for insects, but for all of life on Earth. But what would happen if insects started fighting back? After all, were the human race wiped out, insect life would stand a way better chance of survival. This led me to consider some troubling questions. What if all insects on Earth suddenly joined forces to wage war against humanity and made killing humans their primary objective? How would this war unfold? And ultimately, would we stand a chance?
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
Let's take a look at the numbers. According to the Smithsonian Institute, it's estimated there are around 10 quintillion individual insects alive at any given time. That's a 1 with 19 zeros. This means there are roughly 1.7 billion insects per human being on Earth. So for every single pound of human, there's around 300 pounds of insects. If insect total war did break out, then each human would have to face the equivalent of a 1.7 billion strong army that's 300 times average human body weight. Since it would probably take far fewer than 1.7 billion insects to kill any one person, that proportion would only get higher as casualties increased. The bulk of the insect army would be made up of ants, since they're the most populous insect in the world. The Encyclopedia Britannica puts ant numbers at between 10,000 and 100,000 trillion individuals worldwide. Ants, however, would be the least of our worries. Insects make up around 75% of all animals on Earth, and there are estimated to be between 2 and 30 million different species, so evolution has had a lot of opportunities to come up with some seriously vicious insects. Bombardier beetles can spray boiling chemicals from their abdomen. Bullet ants can deliver a bite that feels like a close-range shotgun blast from hell. Botflies can lay their eggs inside your skin, meaning that for every life the insect army claims, thousands of more soldiers would emerge from the bodies. Even then, the aspect of the insect army that would devastate us most is their numbers, and their ability to swarm with the aim of suffocation. So how would the insects coordinate their attacks in the first place? It'd first require the evolution of a planet-wide hive mind across which quintillions of insects could communicate and act upon the singular purpose of killing all humans. So if that occurred, what would happen in the days and months that followed? Would there be any chance for the human race at all? In order to answer these questions, let's think about what the first 90 days of World War B might look like. The B stands for bugs, by the way. Days 1 through 30. Around the world, insects start randomly attacking humans in swarms. No one is prepared. Those living near rainforests and jungles are the worst affected, particularly those in South and Central America, Southeast Asia, India, Australia, the Southern US, and much of Central Africa. Places like these have much higher concentrations of insect species, and therefore a higher overall concentration of individual insects, meaning that kill swarms would be far denser. Initial attacks would be carried out by winged insects, bees, wasps, flies, mosquitoes, cicadas, and locusts, to name but a few. Ants and wingless beetles would take longer to reach their enemies. Over 1 billion people could die in the first day, but so could billions of insects. The main cause of death in humans would not be stinging, but suffocation. Thousands of insects would fly into your nose and mouth, stinging all the while, so that breathing would no longer be an option. Covering your mouth might work for a while, but relentless stinging would lead to life-threatening reactions like anaphylaxis, and the bugs could always cook you alive by smothering you, similar to how honeybees kill invading giant hornets. Let's brainstorm the onslaught from a single common insect to start with, like the bee. According to a 2018 study, the average human can tolerate 10 stings per pound of body weight, meaning around 1,000 stings could kill an average person. Considering there are likely upwards of 100 trillion honeybees in the world, or nearly 13,000 bees per person, bees alone could wipe everyone out, if they all gave their life to such a cause. The likelihood, however, is that they wouldn't be able to locate everyone or coordinate a perfect attack. But it's reasonable to assume at least a few percent of them would initially hit their mark on a worldwide scale. The few trillion bees devoting their life to such a cause would kill at least a billion humans. Even if every human being manages to kill at least 20 to 40 insects before they die, that's only 20 to 40 billion insects lost. Just a drop in the 10 quintillion strong ocean. Bees tend to be rather efficient at killing, thanks to their stingers, despite requiring 1,000 of them to take down a human. It may take hundreds of thousands of weaponless insects like flies to sufficiently engulf a human, though their higher populations would make them just as lethal. The assumption here is that all insects are suicidally bent on killing all humans, and so would end up killing themselves in huge numbers by becoming trapped inside our bodies, crushed underfoot, or killed in other ways. Insects do tend to be very good at reproducing, however, and the vast fields of human bodies would become the ideal nurseries for maggots of every kind. After this, we might see insect numbers return to normal, and perhaps even rise thanks to their rich new food source. Flesh flies, carrion beetles, blowflies, ants, and wasps, all of which are able to eat meat, would flourish under these morbid conditions. By my estimates, the first 2 days would see at least 2 billion humans killed, with the vast majority of casualties coming from Latin America, India, China, and Central Africa. After the initial massacre, humans would have managed to get a number of defense systems together, most likely protective suits and air filtration masks to stop swarm suffocation. Many homes would be made airtight and insect-proof, although this would never be 100% effective thanks to termites and other tiny burrowing insects. While the kill rate would drop significantly after the first few days, by the end of the first week, we could see a death toll of around 3 billion, nearly 40% of the world's population. Within 30 days, around half the world's human population would have perished as a result of the insect onslaught.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
If human beings are smart enough not to douse the world with insecticides or try and nuke the insects out of existence, then both we and the planet might possibly survive past this point. Well, less than half of us anyway. Days 60 through 90. The days of swarming are over, and the days of disease have begun. The world has lost more than half the total human population, and those who survive are in hiding or sufficiently far away from insect strongholds. The majority of these people will have survived attacks by insects, which means they'll probably have been bitten or stung in some way. If we consider that billions of insects have been biting billions of different people over the past month, and that many of these insects have been feeding on rotten corpses, there's little doubt that humanity would see unprecedented levels of tropical disease and arboviruses, short for arthropod-borne viruses. Malaria, a disease that some claim is responsible for killing nearly half of all people who've ever lived, would most likely reassert itself as the world's most virulent disease, predominantly killing children. The feared Aedes mosquito would spread dengue fever and yellow fever during the day, while others, like the Culex or house mosquito, spread malaria and West Nile virus throughout the night. Tsetse flies would terrorize all of tropical Africa and possibly beyond, with sleeping sickness decimating human and animal populations alike. Poverty and lack of access to resources would render you most vulnerable to insect attacks and disease. The 2 billion or so people that survived this far would have done so by either isolating themselves in their homes or fleeing to very cold and/or mountainous regions where insects have trouble surviving. Isolation at home carries both the risk of starvation and invasion, since you would eventually have to go outside to get food and water. This existence might be possible for a while, with sophisticated defenses, giant bug zappers and flame-throwing auto turrets, for instance. Resources would soon become scarce, however, and insect attacks too relentless to withstand. The best option for long-term survival would be relocation, ideally by boat, to somewhere like Iceland or Greenland, places that have very low insect populations and are unsuitable environments for most insect life. In Iceland, the most you'd have to worry about are moths and midges. As you know, moths are easily tricked with flames and travel quite slowly, so swarms would be easy to deal with. Midges would be considerably more of a challenge, but their small size and harmless bite make them the lesser of most insect evils. Iceland is 849 miles from the UK and 919 miles from Norway, distances that would make it difficult for marauding insects to travel there overseas. Also, for 10 months out of the year, the average temperature is below 50 Fahrenheit, which is too cold for most insects to fly in. The waters around Iceland teem with fish. Much of the land is suitable for potato farming, and greenhouses heated by hot spring water can yield vegetables and sometimes tropical fruit. That said, even if Iceland was designated a safe haven from the insects, most people would die trying to get there. Jet engine travel would be rendered impossible by swarms of large insects clogging up engines and splattering windscreens. The same goes for cars. Boats would be in dangerously high demand, and once moored in Iceland, would probably never return to the mainland for fear of insect stowaways. So thanks to disease, starvation, further swarming, and travel complications, we'd probably see the world's human population further reduced right down to about 1% of the world's population before World War B started, at around 100 million people. The chances of us having survived this far are slim, but if we did, I'd argue there might also be a chance for us to take control back from the insect overlords. Day 90 and beyond. So, if by day 90 a large enough proportion of humans survived, it's feasible that we could start to rebuild society. Let's say we do. What are our driving motives? First, survival. Then, revenge. While the rest of the world buzzes with the sound of insect domination, scientists in Iceland start to kindle a fire of hope. They begin to ask questions. What could have caused this change in insect behavior? And is there a way to counteract it? The only way for insects to unify their purpose like this is if the various interconnected hive minds start to associate all human beings with danger. This would most probably be achieved by a genetic change in insect responses to human pheromones. With the rate at which insects reproduce, this hyper-aggressive response gene would be passed on quickly. Its origin? Perhaps a rogue genetic entomologist who'd had enough of humans' behavior killing his bees. Or maybe it was an evolutionary response to the climate crisis that manifested itself as insect-wide desire to kill humans. Either way, all of our efforts would go towards solving the problem. In the search for potential solutions, the first thing would be to find a way to mask your human pheromones so that you could go back into the now insect-ruled world without being killed. Then, scientists would need to collect samples of as many insects as possible, male and female, so they could conduct genetic experiments on them. After that, it would just be a case of time, research, and using gene technology that's already available to us thanks to Oxitec. Oxitec is a company that has created a self-limiting gene in Aedes aegypti mosquitoes. They artificially breed this gene into the males, then release them into regular mosquito populations so that the males fertilize the females. The next generation are then born with this gene, which essentially limits their lifespan and stops them from breeding. The process has seen reductions of more than 90% in mosquito populations in places like Indaiatuba, Brazil, and Burkina Faso, where mosquito populations are a serious danger to human life. If scientists in the post-insect apocalyptic world were able to use this technique on the most populous and dangerous insects, there might well be a chance that humans could not only survive this war, but given time, win it. Other options include disruption of the hive mind via research into high-frequency sonics, or just living out the rest of our days hiding in Iceland. But you couldn't exactly call that winning, could you?
Be amazed.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.